Chapter 13. Some Illustrations. In late June 2004, I sent an email to Jim Channon and everyone else I had met during my 2.5-year journey who might have some inside knowledge about the current use of the kinds of psychological interrogation techniques that had first been suggested in Jim's manual. I wrote, "Dear, I hope you are well. I was talking with one of the British Guantanamo detainees, innocent, he was released, and he told me a very strange story. He said at one point during the interrogations, the MI officers left him in a room for hours and hours with a ghetto blaster. They played him a series of CDs, Fleetwood Mac, Kris Kristofferson, etc. They didn't blast them at him, they just played them at normal volume. Now, as this man is Western, I'm sure they weren't trying to freak him out by introducing him to Western music. Which leads me to think, frequencies? Subliminal messages? What's your view on this? Do you know any time when frequencies or subliminal sounds have been used by the U.S. military, for sure? With best wishes, John Ronson." I received 4 replies straight away. Commander Sid Heal, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department non-lethals expert, who told me about the Buka effect. "Most interesting, but I haven't a clue. I know that subliminal messages can be incorporated and that they have a powerful influence. There are laws prohibiting it in the U.S., but I'm not aware of any uses like you describe. I would imagine, however, that it would be classified, and no one without a need to know would be aware anyway. If it were frequencies, it would probably need to be in the audible range, or they wouldn't need to mask them with other sounds." Skip Atwater, General Stubblebine's former psychic spying headhunter. "You can bet this activity was purposeful. If you can get anybody to talk to you about this, it would be interesting to know the success rate of this technique." Jim Channon. "Strikes me the story you tell is just plain kindness, which still exists." I couldn't decide if Jim was being delightfully naive, infuriatingly naive, or sophisticatedly evasive.